to owe you an apology.
She got stuck with the tab, but I didn't have a wallet, and I don't want to look like a chump.
I'm not afraid to admit that my drag queen name is Anita Biscuit.
See, too much stimulation.
Hi, I love you guys so much. Oh. I listen to you every morning.
Yay, well, we love you.
The world is red.
This is Kiss Mornings with Mani, Roy, and Lorraine.
Kiss 95.1. Good morning.
Good morning.
Still no Mani.
No, we lied. It is the Mani, Roy, and Lorraine show, but minus Mani today.
Minus Mani, but we should be getting an update from him very soon.
Yes, and for all good reasons that he's not here, by the way.
Yes, yes. He his wife went into labor yesterday. Yesterday morning, just before the show. So, and we did get information that we should be getting an update today. I'm going to check to make sure he hasn't like posted it.
I know. I'm like, early this morning? I checked to see if anything was posted when I woke up.
So it's clearly not public yet.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll have him on the show to give a baby update to see where we're at. And maybe baby Ruby has been announced. We'll find out. How was your day, Lauren?
It was good. This rain, man, it makes me want to sleep all day, but I did go to a yoga class when we got out of here yesterday.
Did you go to the kitty yoga?
Kitty yoga?
Yeah, that was like a thing on the local news I saw where they have kittens. You could do yoga with kittens.
I'm not a big cat person, and I have allergies, so cat yoga doesn't sound fun to me.
I thought it was cool.
Sounds like I would need a Benadryl afterwards.
Yeah. Well, I like kittens. I don't like when they're grown because they become too smart.
Mm-hmm.
But kittens are cute and they're playful, but not like. So my dog, I had to take my dog Callie to go stay with my parents, and he may have attacked the cat. She may have attacked the cat. And so the cat just disappeared for like 3 days.
Aww.
Came back, realized Callie was still there because we were out of the country for a week, left again. And I just got word, and that was maybe, 2 weeks ago? Mm-hmm. I just got word the cat came back like 3 days ago. So the cat really like left for like 2 weeks and was like, okay, you guys figure it out. I ain't coming back till that dog's gone.
It's me or the dog.
And the cat was able to survive on its own for 3 weeks.
Oh, cats are very independent. They're be just fine.
Yeah, you know what I mean? They're fine. They're not like a dog like thrives off your energy. A cat's like, screw you.
Cat's like, you need me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
Let me fix you dinner. Oh, man.
Anything fun going on in your world, Roy?
I don't believe that.
Something happened. You got locked out of your apartment. There were firemen there. That, in my mind, just nonsense goes on when you go home.
Oh, I do. Let me tell you something. I did. There was like a loud alarm in my garage, and I was hoping it was the fire alarm. I was like, can I wait? Please get the firemen in here. I'm going to see all the fire trucks because I'm the guy that darts out and wants to know what's going on, talking to the firefighters. Is it safe to go back in? That's me.
You're such a victim.
Yeah, and one time at my apartment complex, the fire alarms were going off and the firefighters were outside, and I was still inside my apartment. I was just waving at them. They're probably like, who's this crazy guy not evacuating? Why is he not coming out of his apartment? But yeah, my complex, you can like hit a pipe and the fire alarms go. Mm-hmm. They go off for a bunch of different reasons. But we have a lot of stuff on the show today. We have Confession Wednesday. Nicole, I didn't ask you, what's going on in your life? That was rude of me.
I rode my bike to work today.
Oh, yeah, you did do that.
But that's about it.
And I feel like 80 other people has rode their bikes to work today because there's, like, nobody here. When I pulled in, it was empty into the parking lot.
Agreed. And there's 50 million spots open, and someone is in my spot.
Mm. We have such a spot issue in this building.
I know.
Well, it's because the parking lot that we use is also the parking lot of the residence to that condo.
I don't think that... You think that car belongs to the residents?
The car that's in your spot used to be in my spot, and it's been an issue for the past year. Like, I've seen that car for a year. I'm like, ugh, that car is here.
Well, at least it moves around, because if it just stayed there, I'd say, let's go call the security and get it towed.
Yeah, it definitely
maybe
moves
it's
around.
Abandoned.
It'll be here like 2 to 3 days out of the week.
Oh, it's a nice car. It's not being abandoned.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But that leads me to believe that it's not somebody who works here. It's somebody who lives over there.
Hmm. Yeah.
Maybe I should leave a note.
Excuse me, I know you have good intentions, but, like, someone lives here.
And by the way, this has always been a thing even since, like, school, because at school you would have, like, your spot in the lunchroom, mm-hmm. and everyone knew, like, where to go in the lunchroom. And
creatures of habit.
Yeah, and then the day someone takes your spot, and you don't get assigned seats, you're like, why is someone... It's same thing with the parking spots here. Yeah. But we get here so early, we should have zero issues, but we always do. Okay, well, we have Confession Wednesday. We're going to get an update from Manny, hopefully. I hope he calls in. Though he texted like at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning.
I'm sure they're sleeping right now.
Yeah. So we'll get an update on baby Ruby. And if you want to come be part of the MRO family, you can always give us a phone call, 704-570-9595. Up next, there's a police force being created that their job is to protect you while taking photos.
Yes!
The selfie police is a thing, y'all. We'll talk about it coming up at 10.
The Manny Roy and Laurent Show. Wake up, Kiss 95.1.
Os quiero mucho, muchachos.
The famous voices of three best friends who make you laugh until you cry every morning in your car.
The most listened to morning show in Charlotte.
Why did they even want to put us on TV? We can't even master the radio show.
Whoa.
Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
You're just getting Roy, Loren, and producer Nicole today. Manny is out with his wife, who went into labor yesterday. And we're still waiting the news about if baby Ruby is here or not. So we'll find out from him later on in the show. But, you know, Loren, our bombing... We always love talking about the new dating words.
Uh-huh.
It's a thing.
You're saying R-bombing?
R-bombing.
Like?
The letter R dash bombing.
Sounds promising.
Do you have any idea what it is? And by the way, I never know if whenever we do these stupid trends, if people actually say them. Because I don't know anyone that ever says them.
And none of us are in the dating world, so right. We don't even know.
No.
R-bombing. See, with no context clues, I would think it would be like photo bombing, but something rated R.
That's not a bad idea. Producer Nicole?
To go on to what you just said, Lauren, I'm going to say that it's like surprising somebody you're dating, like when they're at work with like a naughty picture.
Whoa.
Ooh, that's good.
That is a good one too.
And that's not what it is?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Who's making these up?
I know.
It's similar to ghosting. It's what happens when you're trying to date someone and they have read receipts on and you can see that they read your text, but they're not responding. So that's called R-bombing. Now, ghosting is when you cut off all communications with someone altogether and you never talk to them again. R-bombing is a single act.
Gotcha.
So stupid.
I am very guilty of R-bombing.
I am same.
Too. Well, and I posted this on my Twitter the other day. I just realized why I'm so bad at sending text messages.
Which is?
I don't get notifications. If you text me,
buzz.
Oh, you didn't turn them on.
No, it doesn't even show up on my home screen. So what I do, and I realized it out of habit, I'll just occasionally go to my text messages if there's a red one or two beside it or whatever. But I never get like a notification on my phone that someone texts me. So
I don't take this the wrong way, but y'all wear it out in our group text.
Oh,
so
we
you're
do.
The only text message that I have on Do Not Disturb.
Well, and honestly, I think that's why I originally turned off all notifications, because we do wear it out. And I've always kind of lived by the philosophy that, like, if you really need to get a hold of me, just call me.
Yeah.
Because that, you know, and maybe then I don't even know if I'll answer. But, like, that's
You have a better shot of getting you. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have a better shot of getting me. And then, I found out in Australia, they're hiring selfie police. That's right. The park rangers. Evidently, there's this a big tourist spot called Wedding Cake Rock. It's a massive rock or massive cliff thing where a lot of people are going up there and taking photos. Well, people are falling off the rock.
Oh, gosh.
Taking selfies. So the police department, the Rangers, are hiring police officers to stand and protect people while they're taking selfies.
So what is that? Does that mean, like, the police officer has one hand on me while I'm trying to take my selfie over the side?
I don't know.
Or does that mean the police officer is up there offering to take photos? Like, hey, don't take the selfie. Oh. I'll take it from here.
They said that their main job is to be also doing something called site compliance and to violate the compliances. You could be charged with $2,450 worth of fines. Oh. So I'm imagining.
So they're just there to yell at you.
Yeah, pretty much. If you're going too far on the rock to take the selfie.
I thought that was going to be way cooler.
I did too. I was excited for it. Too. Like, how do we call the selfie police?
Yeah. Right.
Now I don't want to.
Like, do I get a selfie in the back of a cop car without getting arrested? Because that sounds amazing.
Now it seems like your parents scolding you. It's not even fun. Yeah, I wanted to have some big, strong man hold me while I take a photo.
Yeah. Now that's just like the police officer in Rome yelling at me for riding the scooter.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Yeah.
All right, you ready for a journey?
Let's do it.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So French Montana was the victim of a home invasion yesterday morning. Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department said that two male suspects forced their way into French Montana's home at 5 a.m. They were armed and stole property before leaving. French was home at the time, and they are now reviewing the surveillance videos.
Mm-hmm.
Now, mind you, French lives in a six-bedroom, almost 8,000-square-foot house in a gated community in Calabasas. I'm just imagining this house is so big, French has no idea there's anybody in there.
Yeah, and it took him 2 weeks to figure out something was gone because he has so much crap. He's like, oh, okay, yeah, there was a TV there.
Yeah. Former One Directioner Zayn is dropping a new single tomorrow, and this one, it's called Too Much. It features Timberland, and they released a little snippet of it for us, so here it is.
It's like lounge music.
Mm-hmm. I dig it.
Yeah, just sitting back drinking.
It's like the old school JT and Timberland when they So I like it.
Yes. Yeah. This will be the fifth single off Zayn's sophomore album. So we're very anxiously awaiting that full song tomorrow. And Travis Scott is planning an epic proposal for Kylie Jenner. She turns 21 on August 10th, and he's asked Kanye West, who's his quote-unquote mentor, to help him with proposal tips and ideas. Now, I don't know if you guys saw my Instagram story yesterday, but Kylie Jenner just came out.
Genius.
She came out with a new filter on Instagram. It is all the colors of her lipstick line.
Oh, wow.
That show on your, you know how you get the filters over your face?
Yeah.
So now you could see what every single color that she sells looks like on your face. Genius branding, by the way.
My girlfriend's already ordered too.
I know. I'm like, she's going to sell $1 billion.
But you know it has to be so expensive probably to buy that to get it on nationwide.
Oh, she's got the jack, man. You've got to see it. It really is genius. I'm jealous that I didn't think of it. That's your dirty.
Hey, want to get dirtier? For more celeb sleaze, click the dirty at kiss951.com.
Geico present.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss95.1.
Loren. You do a bunch of health fads.
Okay.
You do.
I like to think I'm healthy. I don't do fads.
But you do, you've done cleanses
sure.
And stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
I've only ever done, one really health fad. It was, a modified Atkins.
Mm-hmm.
And then outside that, I've just got a nutritionist who kind of tells you what to do. Rick over at TNT. But this is some of the health fads of the past decade. Some of the craziest ones. And I want to know if you've heard of them and or tried them.
I've probably tried all of them.
And Nicole, I want you to play too. All right. The buttermilk diet. This is big in the 60s.
No. Butter and milk? That's all you eat?
It was drinking 6 glasses of buttermilk a day.
What
that
is buttermilk?
That sounds like you would gain weight.
Buttermilk? I don't know. You can use it for cooking. It's like a heavy, heavy
it's
milk.
It's like a high fat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Negative.
Interesting.
Let's see here. The cookie diet. How is this a diet? The cookie diet?
You know what? There was a cookie diet, and I do remember this. I never got on board with it, but it was kind of like an Atkins cookie.
And oh, was it?
Yeah, you could eat like all the cookies you wanted, but that's all you could eat.
Yeah, this says the people got to eat 6 cookies a day.
Yeah.
The let's see here. The grapefruit diet.
Ooh.
Grapefruit a day.
I almost brought a grapefruit with me today.
You eat a grapefruit at every meal.
Yeah.
Sorry. Let's see here. The cabbage soup diet.
Yeah.
I've heard that.
I've done that.
You've done that?
It is not pleasant.
Well, you do nothing but cabbage soup for 10 days? By the way, these...
I did not make it 10 days, by the way.
You probably didn't live with anybody at that point either, or your roommate moved out.
You are 100% correct.
And I want to make sure everyone knows that these are not diets you should do. These are bad diets.
No, yeah, yeah, yeah.
These are bad. Don't do them. let's see here. Do you remember something called the Thighmaster?
Mm-hmm.
6 million of them were sold, promising to... shed the pounds, but never delivered much results.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Christian Bale diet in the 2000s. I don't remember that one.
Me neither. What did you do?
Just eat apples and tuna.
All right.
The P90X. I remember the P90X.
Yes.
That was a thing, man. Mm-hmm. Even my friends and like my friend's mom would be doing the P90X in their living room. It was like this 90-day intense workout that you got on DVDs.
And nobody ever made it 90 days, let's be honest.
But my friend did lose quite a bit of weight from it.
Good.
But it's like super hard on your body. The shake weight diet. I always thought that was just a Nicole's doing the hand motions in the studio. I always thought that was a joke.
I did too.
No, it's real. I used to do it, and they say to do it in front of my roommate had one, and we'd watch TV, and anytime a commercial come on, we would stand up.
Really? And you would do that with the shake weights? Just
what is it supposed to do?
It's
supposed to tone your whole body, it says.
Yes. Yeah, so like it's supposed to, you know, like when you go like
the
that,
fat underneath your
arm jiggles. Yeah. So that's like fat that's really hard to target. So apparently it does that.
Oh, the meat, the wings under your arms.
Yeah. And then in return, it like goes down to your chest. I don't know.
The shake weight. How many do you own?
I didn't own any. My roommate did at the time. And I did it maybe for like one TV show. And then I was like, I'm not doing this anymore. It's exhausting.
And I look funny doing it.
Yeah.
I remember I had one and we used it as a door opener at my last radio station to prop the door open. We'd put the shake weight underneath it.
Yeah. Somebody probably gave it as a gag gift.
Yeah. And then this is a trend that came popular in 2010. The prancer size. It's a combo of dancing while walking, and it was in a viral video, and people swore that it lost weight.
I didn't realize that was a thing, but I think I do that.
I don't do it, but I've seen there's a woman who does it religiously on the light rail. So like when I walk my dog down the light rail, I'll see there's this little like grassy area down towards the bus stop, and she will like be dancing and just. Walking and I'm like, don't stare.
I do it when I run. Like I very rarely ever run.
Yeah.
But if I do run, like I need something to keep myself entertained. So I'll listen to music and I'll maybe do like a couple side shuffles while I'm running or a leap or, you know, I need to entertain myself.
I'll be going for a walk listening to music and I'm realizing I'm trying to walk to the beat. And I'm like, I need to pick a slower song. I'm not trying to work out. I'm just getting worked up with a walk. So we're still, by the way, waiting on Manny and Amanda. They were at the hospital yesterday. Amanda, Manny's wife, went into labor like at 3-4 o'clock in the morning yesterday. Still waiting to hear from them on baby Ruby. Is she with us? Is she been born? That's what we're all trying to waiting to find out. They got the paparazzi waiting outside the hospital. They really don't. But in fact, the nurses.
Just us.
Yeah, just us. The nurses don't even know about the show, which was pretty funny.
We're like bombarding their text messages.
Yeah.
Like, hello.
And then also, if you have taste buds and you love chocolate, there's somebody that wants to employ you. And if you ever have this dream, if you have a dream job that you would love to have, we want to hear from you at 704-570-9595. What's your dream job? And we'll tell you about this company that wants to hire you to taste something.
Now it's your turn. Join the conversation. 704-570-9595. The Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Kiss 95.1.
Carolina Bridal Fair returns August 5th to Cabarrus Arena in Concord. You can get ticket information and more at carolinabridalfair.com. Plus, if you enter the code KISS50, you'll get 50% off discounts. That's awesome. August 5th at the Cabarrus County Arena.
Also, join Cameron today at Harris Teeter on Matthews Township Parkway at 5 o'clock for your chance to find your beach and win a trip to Florida, courtesy of Corona. Corona, what summer wants. We're talking about your dream job. 704-570-9595. What's like the one job you wish you can have? Because we found out there's a company that if you have taste buds and you like chocolate, they want to hire you. We'll talk about that coming up here in about 4 minutes.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Rise of summer, summertime. So Charlotte, so listen. This is the MRL Show.
Being outside, the warm weather, shorts, the pool, just enjoying
summertime.
What's your dream job? 704-570-9595. We are the Manny, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show, minus a Manny. He was out yesterday and today. His wife went into labor yesterday. We're waiting to hear from him on news on baby Ruby. But what is your dream job? Lorraine, if you could have any job in the world, and by the way, I think I know what your job would be. I think I do.
What would you say?
It would either be, like, I could see you either working at one of them expensive fashion stores, because you get, like, a discount or you get free clothing. Or you could be, like, one of the designers at Restoration Hardware.
Oh, I would love to be a designer, but I don't think that's my dream job. So what I want, like, when I was a little girl, what I wanted to be, honestly, this is so cliche, but I wanted to be an actress. And I went out to L.A. and I spent 2 weeks out there when I was 18 and thought I was going to live there. And
I didn't know you went to L.A.
Yeah, and tried to do the whole thing. And
what happened? It failed.
Well, I was only out there for 2 weeks and I was like looking for a place and I something happened at a bar one night and I was uncomfortable with it. And I called my mom and I was like, I want to come home.
Yeah.
So
well, you're 18. Yeah.
I had never seen like people indulging in things that were illegal or anything like
right.
that. And it made me uncomfortable. So I ended up coming home. I just don't think I'm eccentric enough to be famous like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you get any auditions when you were out there?
I was talking to some agencies and that kind of
really?
Stuff. Yeah. But like I said, and I was my first major in college was musical theater.
Now, agencies, like the real agencies or like the
no,
agencies?
No, like real agencies.
Like, hey, I wasn't you have to pay $3,000 for
no,
a photo
no, no, no.
shoot.
I wasn't signed with anyone, but I had some auditions with them.
That's so fascinating. Mm-hmm. I did not know you had a 2 week. Like, I knew a friend back in Roanoke, Virginia, that he like left for, it's like a summer. It was like 3 months
yeah.
to go to L.A. And he was living with like three other people
yep.
just trying to make ends meet.
And I was prepared to do that. I just didn't. I guess I didn't fully understand the crowd in L.A. at that time
yeah.
in my life.
And then he said that he thought he had a better shot of going into theater in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went to do that. Fast forward, what is he doing in New York radio?
Yeah, so, and I changed yeah. my major 3 times, too, so and then ended up in radio. So.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know that about yeah. you. We learned something new about Loren all the time.
Watch out now.
Producer Nicole, what's your dream job? Oh, I don't hear you.
Yeah, I don't either.
There we go.
Okay.
This is going to sound so cliche, but, like, honestly, I love producing. So it would be just, like, this, but, like,
on a bigger,
on a
scale.
Bigger scale. So, like, if we were...
We could get there.
I was going to say, take
so,
us
yeah,
there.
Yeah, so, like, go.
So, like, if we were syndicated and had a TV
yeah, yeah.
show and all that
like,
stuff?
Like, that would be awesome, because I'm lucky, you know, I love what I do.
Yeah.
But when I was younger, I wanted to kind of go into politics.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I could see you.
I was
yeah,
a political science minor, and then
okay.
I ended up dropping it. And I wanted to be a vet. You know, kind of, I just went back and forth.
Yeah, with the
but
animals.
Then when I got this, an internship in radio, I was like, sold. This
yeah.
is what I want to do.
Well, there's a company called Ferrero Company. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but they're hiring 60 taste testers. To try their products, which include Nutella. They literally want you to eat Nutella.
Are they providing a trainer and a nutritionist outside of your taste testing? Because that would be the flip side for me. You know what I mean? I'm like,
right?
That's a lot of calories. Like, I don't love to work out, so.
They say that they're actually, they're specifically looking for non-professionals who would be good sensory judges?
I have a very advanced palate. I could tell you.
When it comes to Nutella.
I could tell you what I'm tasting in wines. I don't know if I could do it for chocolate, but I could give it my honest effort.
The only requirement is that you have no allergies and you know how to operate a computer. What is your dream job? 704-570-9595. Let's talk with Larry. Larry in Charlotte, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
How you doing? Good morning.
Hey, man. What's your dream job?
My dream job is to work for one of those companies like Top Gear does. Those guys have like the best job in the world. They get to work with cars every day.
Top Gear, the TV show.
Ah. Yeah.
Okay, and I don't watch the show, so.
It's a reality show.
Yeah, yeah. Is it just about fixing cars up?
No, actually, they get to test some of the world's best cars. Like they get Ferraris and Lamborghinis and.
Oh wow.
One-off prototypes. They test them out all the time.
Are you a mechanic now? Do you work with cars?
I work with cars, but I'm not a mechanic. I'm actually a service advisor for Hendrick Automotive.
Oh, okay. Oh, very cool. Yeah. They're a sponsor of the show. All right, man. Well, cool. Thank you for calling. What is your dream job? 704-570-9595. We will take your phone calls next. And we have to get to an unqualified advice. Somebody is needing my help. So we got that coming up here in 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The Manny Roy and Laurent Show. Wake up. Kiss 95.1.
You guys are great. I just started listening to you guys last year. And believe it or not, I still don't know what y'all look like.
Don't look.
Don't look. We might disappoint you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
What's your dream job? 704-570-9595. There's a company looking for taste testers to taste Nutella. Your job would literally to tell them how Nutella tastes.
Mm.
That's a real job that they're looking for that evidently pays pretty well, too.
I wonder if it's quality control or if they're coming out with, like, new tastes
coming
of Nutella.
Out with new tastes.
Hmm.
It's new sensory things.
Cool.
704-570-9595. Let's bring in Sandy. Sandy, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning. I just love y'all to death.
Oh, we love you.
Thank you, Sandy. That means a lot to us. What would be your dream job?
A politician.
A politician. So now, give us, why should we vote for you?
Well, I would be honest. I'm pretty honest to a T. I'll tell you what I think.
Well, that's good. All right. You got my vote. I don't like to be lied to.
That's true.
Yeah, well, with what we got in there in the presidency right now,
you want to run for president? I was thinking like a mayor.
She's like, nope, I'm going all the way to the top.
Yeah.
I don't want to be president. Oh. I would never want to be president.
Yeah,
it's a job for me.
Yeah.
But I just think that the politicians are really crooked.
Yeah. All right, then. Well, good luck to you. Let us know if you
have a run.
Want to advertise your campaign.
Well, I'm too old now to run, but that's what the dream job would have been for me.
I gotcha.
All righty. Thank you so much for calling. And, you know, the other interesting thing about politicians, and I was just talking to a friend of mine yesterday, there's these areas in America where no one goes against or all you have to do is, like, say you want the job and you get the job to be, like, the representative.
Really?
Yeah, it's like in these small towns, you know, like you could just, you
nobody
know.
Nobody really wants it, so they'll just give it
kind
to whoever
of.
Will take
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, because isn't there some girl doing that like in Alaska? She was in politics in like California, and there's some village or community in Alaska, and she just became like one of the high-ranking politicians there because no one else wanted it. let's talk with, let's see here, Kim. Kim, welcome to the MRL Morning Show. You're in Spartanburg.
Yes, I am. Good morning.
What would be your dream job? Would it be to eat Nutella and get paid for it?
No, I'm only 5'2". I'm trying to lose weight. I look like a balloon. You'd have to tie a string to my leg.
Okay. All right. What's your dream job?
My dream job would be working for y'all. I am 55, and we could call the show You're Not Dead. You're just over 40, because Cosmo and all these magazines after 35 or 36... like moving furniture, there was nothing for us. Hairstyles and clothes and everything. It's polyester, and I'm kind of like Lorenz mother. I'm not going to dress that way.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, and there's so much more to life. How come there's not more articles?
I know.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Look, I make my husband go and take me on hot date. I call it hot date night. Okay, used to be 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning we get home.
Uh-huh.
Like about 12, I'm like, okay, babe, you ready to go home?
Yeah.
You ready to chase me around the chair instead of the house? That's I want to wear him out.
That's awesome.
Y'all are on fire today.
I know. And like, I always tell. Oh, boy. What? Go ahead.
Your show rocks. I listen to y'all. I got to listen to y'all when I started working up here at BMW. I'm a quality inspector.
Ooh.
And I started listening to y'all, and I do it for my company. I'm a supplier to BMW. And
really?
So I started listening to y'all for the last 3.5 years. You guys rock.
Oh, thank you,
Kat. I can relate to Lorenz's mother. I'm not a typical 55-year-old.
Right. I love that.
You know, and I tell my mom that, too, because my mom's really young, and I'm like, there's... You could, like, now's the time, because all her kids are grown and independent. Now's the time, like, I want my mom to go travel and go party and go do things.
And I think people forget that, like, you almost get a second burst of life, like, when the kids leave the house, and now you can do what you want again.
Right.
Yeah, you can. Like I said, you guys ought to do a show and have it, like, Lorenz's mom and your mom and maybe me.
Maybe we could do, like, a podcast of the moms.
Yeah.
The mom cast.
You know, get the older crowd in there, Luke. Just call it, you're not dead, you're just over 40.
I love it. Kim, thank you so much for being part of the MRL Radio family.
Oh, thank you. Y'all have a great morning.
You too.
And I, by the way, I'm just like Kim. Like, when I was in Nashville a couple weekends ago, the great thing about Nashville is that the party starts, like, it's all day and all night. And so I was able to start the fun, like, at 7. I was in bed by 11:30, and I loved it. It was so good. Whereas here in Charlotte, it doesn't pick up until, like, really 11.
Yeah.
That's when, you know, 11 midnight. And then you don't get home till 2 or 3. Dream job. Damn. So 704-570-9595. Tammy in Concord, she wants to get back into child care. Sarah, Wilkes County, a chemo nurse. She's doing that job now.
That's awesome. We need such great things.
We need more nurses too. So thank you guys so much for joining the MRL show. There is Minus Amani today. He and his wife were at the hospital yesterday. His wife went into labor. We are waiting to hear the announcement of when baby Ruby was born. If she's even born, are they still in labor? Because at this point, it's been over 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hoping to get an update from Manny very soon. But Lorraine, you got the dirty coming up.
I sure do. I'm going to tell you how one photo could be tearing Taylor Swift's squad apart.
Really?
There's drama on the home front, people. I'll give you guys all the details in 10 minutes in the dirty.
You got to get up. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
So we want to send you on a vacation. On a summer vacation, thanks to our friends at Corona. They want you to find your beach with trips to Florida all summer long. Register online at kiss951.com. And then listen Friday around this time, 7:20. If we call your name, we'll send you on a free vacation. Thanks to Kiss95.1 and the MRL Morning Show. The Dirty coming up in 3 minutes.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Now your celebrity gossip. It's The Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss95.1.
So model Karlie Kloss is in the squad, in the Taylor Swift squad. They were best friends. And there had been rumors that their relationship was kind of estranged for months now because they haven't been seen together. And Karlie just showed up on a yacht with Taylor Swift's ex, Harry Styles. The photo was posted, and fans are, of course, going crazy. Now, everybody simmer down. They're freaking out because Harry Styles just broke up with his model girlfriend, and now another model is on board. But Karlie is already engaged.
Okay.
So I don't think anything funny is going on here, but Taylor Swift fans are like, so are Karlie and Taylor not as close as they used to be? Because typically best friends would avoid the other person's ex out of loyalty.
Sure.
You know?
I agree with that. You typically, friends pick sides.
I do, too. Jennifer Lopez, she will be honored with a Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award at this month's MTV Music Video Awards. And she will also be performing during the ceremony. But in a recent interview, she was asked who else would deserve the award. And here's what she said.
Missy's a great one.
Missy's
a great one because her videos were always so kind of cutting edge.
Yeah.
You know,
revolutionary, and revolutionary, right?
Yes. Her and Gaga, I think, would be good ones.
Yeah. So if you want to see Jennifer Lopez perform and receive that award, you can watch it August 20th at 9 p.m. live from New York. Little Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things. She's only 14, but she had been dating this guy who is only a year older than her. But they broke up, and they both posted like very public breakup messages on social media, which I thought was kind of cute, that they were going to remain friends, even though they're not dating anymore.
Didn't she like lock down her social media and everything?
What do you mean by lockdown?
Like, didn't she delete her whole social media at one point because she was getting bullied or something?
Millie Bobby Brown?
Yeah.
I think so. Mm-hmm.
That's sad.
I know.
She's only a kid.
I know. And after 5 years of no contact, Suri Cruz is trying to reach out to Tom Cruise. She wants him back in her life. And, you know, when Katie and Tom parted ways and Katie very, like, separated herself from Scientology, that's when this relationship with Tom's daughter fell apart. But now she's reaching back out saying, hey, Dad, I want you to be part of my life. So we'll see where this goes.
Well, didn't they have, like, that weird contract?
It was never
you know what I mean?
Proven, but there were definitely rumors that the whole relationship between Katie and Tom was contractual. That there was an audition.
That's
and,
right.
Yeah.
People were auditioning to be Tom Cruise's wife.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So the kid... Yeah,
you
didn't
don't remember
hear that?
This?
No, I remember that there was like speculation that Katie was under some type of contract to where she couldn't be...
she
like,
couldn't
PDA,
be seen
yeah.
with anybody else for the next like 5 years.
So like, her and Jamie Foxx were keeping it...
On the down low.
Yeah. On the DL.
But there was rumors that came out that... In order to marry him, it was like an audition. In order to date him, you had to audition for the role.
Yeah, oh, and there was somebody else just recently came out. We talked about it, and I can't remember exactly. Oh, Scarlett Johansson said, somebody said that she was part of that whole thing and that she had auditioned, and she said, no, I have more respect for myself than to audition to be somebody's wife.
That's so strange. And he's into the Scientology, and so that also kind of brings an aspect of that whole religion strange, so you don't know. I guess what I'm saying is that how strange it is, it could be true.
Sure.
With his life, you don't understand what's going on.
Yeah, and I think Tom Cruise is a little, he's eccentric, you know,
yeah.
And that's why he's great in Hollywood. He can slip into these roles and these characters so easily. So, I don't know, maybe he can slip back into daddyhood. That'd be great for Suri.
Yeah. Hey, how about this role? Father
yeah.
figure.
Yeah.
Give that a shot. Oh, man.
Yeah. All right. That's your dirty for now.
Do you got something good coming up in the 8:30 dirty?
I sure do. Somebody ran off and got married to their model girlfriend. This is a third marriage for them, but I'll tell you who it is coming up in the 8:30.
Ooh, okay. Let's play Can't Beat Loran. 704-570-9595. She's got 25 wins, y'all, on a roll. Can you call in and take down the pop princess? Good luck.
Hey, want to get dirtier? For more celeb sleaze, click the dirty at kiss951.com. Hey, North Carolina.
Yes.
Now it's time for Can't Beat Loran, sponsored by Lucky's Bar and Arcade on Kiss95.1.
Jennifer from Mount Holly, welcome to the Meanie, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Jennifer?
Huh?
Hey, boo. Hey. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. How are you?
I'm good. You're playing Can't Beat Loren today.
Okay.
Do
you get the step and get it, babe?
All right, I'm going. And I think Jennifer's a first-time player, too.
Oh.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
And this is Jen number one from the live feed.
Oh, yeah, when we do our Facebook Live broadcast where you can watch the show. Okay. Well, Jennifer, she has left the studio, so only we can hear the questions. Manny is currently out today. His wife went into labor yesterday waiting for a baby update. Are you ready to play Can't Beat Loren?
I am ready.
All right, I'll read the questions. Nicole is going to keep score. Question number one, Harry Styles and model Camille Rowe recently split after 1 year together. Harry Styles started his career on what boy band?
All them five boys.
Mm-hmm.
Five Direction Five. I'm wrong.
Okay. All right, let's just go on to number two. You were close. Ashton Kutcher and his wife recently celebrated their 3-year anniversary. Who is his wife?
Mila Kunis.
Travis Scott is planning an epic proposal for his baby mama for her 21st birthday. Which member of the Kardashian-Jenner clan will receive that epic proposal?
Scott?
Yeah, Travis Scott is...
Travis Scott. Oh, yeah. Kylie Jenner.
Nashville star Chris Carmack will be joining the cast of Grey's Anatomy. What network will you be able to watch him on Grey's Anatomy?
I'm like Lauren with these networks.
I know, but this is her favorite network. She's going to know this one.
NBC.
All right. And true or false, the NBA All-Star Game will be held in Charlotte in 2019.
True.
All right. Come on in, Lauren. Our friend Jennifer got 3 correct.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Question number 1. Harry Styles and model Camila Rowe recently split after 1 year together.
Mm-hmm.
Harry Styles started his career with what boy band?
One Direction.
One.
That is correct. Nicole, do you want to be my sound effects?
Ding, ding.
And unfortunately, Jennifer got that incorrect. She said 5 directions. It's only one direction.
Oh, that stinks.
I know. She was like in the right area. All right, question number 2. Ashton Kutcher and his wife recently celebrated their 3-year anniversary. Who's his wife?
Mila Kunis.
You got it. 2-1. Travis Scott is planning an epic proposal for his baby mama for her 21st birthday. Which member of the Kardashian-Jenner clan will receive that epic proposal?
Kylie Jenner.
That is correct. 3-2. And Nashville star Chris Carmack will be joining the cast of Grey's Anatomy. What network will you be able to watch him on? Grey's Anatomy.
I'm going to say ABC.
Ding, 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 ding.
You got it. Unfortunately, our friend Jennifer said NBC. And I even told her, it's like ABC is Lorenz's favorite network. Mm-hmm. She probably sees the promos all the time. Question number 5. Current score, by the way, is...
4-2.
4-2. True or false? The NBA All-Star Game will be held in Charlotte in 2019.
True.
Are you sure it's 2019?
Yes.
Well, ding, 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 ding.
You are right. Final score, 5-3. Loren, you got 26 wins.
Oh, Jennifer.
Aw.
You talked a good game too, girl.
All them dang directions.
I know.
All those directions.
I know.
Listen, Jennifer, you know what we want to hear before we let you go.
I'm Jennifer from Mount Holly, and I can't beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, Jennifer.
I still love
you. We love you too.
Bye-bye.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
It's called Confession Wednesday. Getting those deep, dark secrets off your chest. It is, by the way, a judgment-free zone. And we're in the judgment-free zone Planet Fitness Studios. So let us know if you've been having a secret that you've been holding on to. 704-570-9595. Confession Wednesday. It's coming up in 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Rise and shine.
Kiss 95.1.
Every morning.
Hi, it's James.
This Judgment Free Zone.
Kiss 95.1.
So true. Judgment Free Zone, a Planet Fitness, and here on the show, when it comes down to Confession Wednesday, you can remain anonymous. All you have to do is tell us the secret that you've been holding on to. We've had really deep secrets.
Mm-hmm.
We've had silly secrets where somebody peed in the closet at a party. Doesn't matter what it is, but we want to hear from you. Let's bring in Chelsea from Rock Hill. You're first up on Confession Wednesday.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, Chelsea. What's your confession?
Hey. Okay, so me and my fiance bought a minivan a couple months ago and because we had a baby. And so my confession is I actually, my friend hit our van with a buggy because we were grocery shopping, and she hit it so hard that my van door are automatic and they slide open, and it would no longer slide open. So
you must have been hitting that shopping cart really hard.
She must have, like, you know how you run and you jump up on the buggy?
Yeah. Oh, we lost her. Oh, yeah. No. What happened?
Phones are dropping.
Oh no, Chelsea. That's funny. So I bet she probably lied about how It broke?
Yeah.
I don't know. 704-570-9595. Let's go to Noelle in Spartanburg. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show. You're on with Confession Wednesday.
Awesome. Hi, guys. All right. So I haven't told anyone this. So I've been dating my boyfriend. His name's Logan. We've been dating for about a month. We just hit a month. So Logan has a twin brother named Matt.
Okay.
So,
No, what's
not
happening?
Again. Our phones are dropping.
What's going on? Let's try.
Noelle, are you still there?
Yeah.
Can you hear us?
Here.
Okay. Oh. Yeah, our phone's messed up. Go ahead.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah.
Great. So we were at a party.
And it dropped again.
Huh.
What's going on? Hey, producer Nicole, our phones keep dropping.
Just in the nick of time for Confession
Wednesday. It's definitely us and not them.
Hmm.
Well, Noelle and Chelsea, if you would have called back, 704-570-9595. Should I try taking another one to see if it works?
Give it a shot, man.
Okay.
Let's just answer them live.
Try, anonymous. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show. Our phone. Yep, it dropped too.
Hmm.
Yeah, there's something must be wrong with our phone lines.
I love when a bit fails.
Yeah, our producer Nicole, our phones keep dropping. And I don't know if it's because you were screening them and it was messing up in there. Let's try this one. Anonymous in Hickory, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, y'all. So I got really, really drunk this past Saturday, and I might have accidentally peed on a hotel lobby floor and no one saw.
Oh, my gosh.
And I don't remember, but my best friend apparently heard about it because the night receptionist was the only person that saw.
Oh, my gosh.
And I don't know why I peed there. I guess I was just super drunk, but I didn't see the bathroom literally right next to me.
And they didn't call the police on you?
Oh, yeah, no, not at all. I'm really hot, so I guess it was cool.
Well, anonymous, I'm about to make you feel a little bit better because I have a friend who lost her dress at the Fountain Blue in Miami and was wandering through the hotel lobby in her bra and underwear and did get picked up by the police.
Oh, I mean, that's not my only time. One time I went completely nude in a hotel pool at 2 a.m. And, like, the night receptionist was like, ma'am, you can't be in here.
Awesome. I see a pattern forming here, Anonymous.
Yeah. You seem to be taking your clothes off quite a bit.
I mean, it's all good. It's fine. It's
hey.
2018.
You sound like a party.
Thanks, y'all.
Thank you. Confession Wednesday. We'll keep it going at 704-570-9595. And Noelle and Chelsea, if you guys want to call back, we'd be more than happy to take your confessions next.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Rise and shine.
Kiss 95.1.
Every morning.
Confession to me. Go on.
It's Confession Wednesday on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. This is a Planet Fitness judgment-free zone. Kiss 95.1.
So we believe we got the phone system figured out. And we had Noelle that we were recently talking to on Confession Wednesday. And she called back in. She wants to get her confession back on. So welcome to the judgment-free zone here in the Planet Fitness studios with Confession Wednesday. Noelle, what would you like to confess? We'll try not to hang up.
Okay. All right. So what I was saying is I've been dating my boyfriend, Vince Logan. We've been dating for about a month.
Okay.
We just hit a month. And so Logan has a twin brother named Matt.
Okay.
And so we were all at this party. It was a big party, a lot of people. And so I had one too many margaritas. But I started making out with my boyfriend, except that it turns out it wasn't my boyfriend. It was his twin brother.
You were kissing Matt, not Logan.
Yeah, I was kissing Matt, not Logan. And I had no idea. The whole time, I just thought it was Logan. Like, even, like, a couple days later, until Matt confronted me and told me, like, he thought I realized it was him. He thought I was into him. And then I was like, whoa, what? I was like, no. I had no idea. So Matt wants me to keep this a secret. But, like, I really like Logan. I feel like we could have a future together.
Yeah.
And they're, like, roommates.
Oh, they're roommates?
I like that Matt just went along with it. And whatever happened to that twin tuition thing?
Right.
What's twin tuition?
Yeah.
Yeah, like where twins kind of know what's going on with the other twin and they don't have to be together? Yeah, yeah, so like, so Lauren's saying at one point, Logan's like, my lips are awfully wet right now. what is that feeling? What's going on? I'm feeling a weird sensation. Interesting. And will you ever tell Logan that you kissed his brother?
I feel like I should. I'm trying to figure it out. I thought it was better to confess to her first, see how it felt to get it off my chest, and then I'll go from there. But yeah, I feel like I should tell him because I think we have a future together, and like.
They're identical twins. I think it's a common mistake.
I don't think it's a common mistake. And Noelle, we don't typically, give advice because it's a judgment-free zone, but I'm going to maybe throw you a bone here and say, I'm sure you would rather him hear it from you than from his twin. And if they are twins and that close, it's going to come up probably.
Oh, yeah, because you said they live together, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to come up. They're going to get angry over someone not doing the dishes, and he's going to be like, I made out your girlfriend. it's going to come up.
God, I hope not. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. But, or it coming out like years later, like let's say like we're dating for years and it comes out.
Yeah, that's even worse then.
Oh, well, hopefully today made you feel better. You got it off your chest with us, and that's just the first step.
Yeah, I do. You guys made me feel better. I think I probably will talk to him. Thank you so much.
All righty. Thank you so much, Noelle. So we just got word from Maney. Now, he's not on the show today. His wife went into labor yesterday, and Maney would like to call into the show and update us on the latest with baby Ruby. Is she born? We don't know. We're all waiting. So we're going to have him on the show coming up here in about 3 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Now it's your turn. Join the conversation. 704-570-9595. The Maney, Roy, and Lauren Show. Kiss 95.1.
I love you guys. I hear you every morning. You guys make my day. Oh, my God.
I'm a huge fan of y'all's show. I've been listening to it for a long time.
Say I love you guys in Spanish for us.
Los quiero mucho, muchachos.
Muy bien.
The famous voices of three best friends who make you laugh until you cry every morning in your car.
The most listened to morning show in Charlotte.
Why did they even want to put us on TV? We can't even master the radio show.
Whoa.
Charlotte's Morning Show, Maney, Roy, and Lauren, Kiss 95.1.
It is time for the baby update. Maney is not on the show today. He wasn't on the show yesterday either because his wife Amanda went into labor yesterday, like at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. It was super early.
Yeah, her water broke. They went to the hospital. We talked to Maney yesterday just as they had gotten out of triage and into their room, but we haven't heard anything since then.
In fact, like yesterday evening, I was texting Maney, and we were actually reminiscing about Halloween and some funny things that happened. And at no point I figured if there was a baby, he would have told me.
Right.
You know what I mean? And there was no talks of a baby. Maney, welcome to the show.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey,
morning.
We need an update, bud.
So we arrived at the hospital yesterday morning at about 5:30 on Tuesday morning. Right? Today's Wednesday, right?
Yes.
Yes. There's a track of dates.
And so we stayed there pretty much all day, and Amanda had contractions like all day. You know, her water broke yesterday morning. We left to the hospital, then she had contractions pretty much all day, and they monitored her, gave her the epidural, and we went through like three shifts, Lauren, from having baby Cash. We went through like one nurse and one OBGYN who then his shift was up and her shift was up, and got another one, and at 108 on 8/1/18, baby Ruby was born at 8 pounds.
Hey,
8 pounds.
Congratulations,
buddy.
That's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, it was, it was the most amazing thing. I didn't think I was going to look. I didn't think I was going to watch.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I had the whole thing in my head where I was going to stay north with Amanda and rub her head while she pushed.
Okay.
And I did, but I'll tell you what, it was just incredible. Lauren, the whole process of how you guys carry the baby and then push that baby out. And at first you see the head, Roy, and then I don't know if you know how it works, Roy. I'm going to explain it.
Thank you. I actually need a woman's anatomy lesson. I'm gay, so I don't know how it
right.
It pans out.
No different than a baby deer,
Right.
One little bit at a time. But it's amazing because she just kept coming. She's 21 inches long, y'all.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
so now you know why, like, you know, we were there for so long, because she was just very big, and Amanda had, you know, tiny little pelvic area. And
right. Did you say the weight yet of the baby?
Yeah, 8 pounds.
8 pounds.
Eight pounds on the dot?
8 pounds on the dot. So all, listen to all the eights. Born at 108 on 8/118 at 8 pounds.
Well, eight better be your favorite number, bud.
Yeah, you better play that.
Speaking of eight, I ate a bunch yesterday while I was waiting.
My gosh.
Did Amanda eat after she gave birth? That's the most important thing.
Amanda did. Yeah, so I'm actually home now, and I'm about to pick up Dean and bring Dean there to meet his sister for the first time, which is going to be, you know, just awesome. But
yeah,
at about 3:30 last night, Amanda said, hey, you know, just head home, and her mom stayed so that we can start our little sleep schedule where we'll, you know, so I'll go back, Amanda will sleep, I'll hang out with the baby type thing.
Did you do skin to skin with the baby last night before you left?
Not me, Amanda did.
Okay.
Okay.
It's your turn this morning, bud.
Amanda had her for a while.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was just, it was a really long day, but the nurses and the doctors and everybody at the hospital were really, really awesome. And so baby Ruby is here, and a new MRL show member has been added to the list.
Yay. I love it. Congratulations. We're so happy for you.
Thanks, Roy. I feel like she's already hit me up for Taylor Swift tickets.
Yep, get used to it. You're going to be going to all those concerts. Okay, so Ruby James, is James the official middle name?
As of last night, Lorraine, we didn't have. The nurse asked, and Amanda and I didn't have an answer. So she said, you know, let us know, you know, as soon as you can. So my guess is that's what's going to go down.
Okay.
But sometimes you look at the baby. We knew Ruby was the name, and we didn't know, you know, if we wanted to wait to see, because there were some other names.
Sure.
Ruby Roy, for instance.
Right. That'd be a great name. Yeah, I love that. What did you know that?
By the way,
what?
By the way, producer Nicole, are you there?
Yeah, she's here.
Hey, what was up with that video that you posted yesterday of you wearing makeup?
It's a whole thing. Let's be clear. I did not post that video.
We're going to talk about it in the dirty again, but it's a new filter on Instagram.
Cow. I showed Amanda. She almost, her water broke again. we were like, whoa, look at Nicole. So anyway, everybody's safe. Everybody's healthy, you guys. And once Amanda gives us the green light, we'll be posting and sending pictures your way. But let me just say, everybody in the MRL show family, besides you guys, you know, who's listening right now, that sent out support and best wishes for the almost 24 hours that we were there yesterday was amazing. So thank you guys so much.
All right, buddy.
Congratulations, man.
Thanks, Lorraine. Bye, Nicole. Bye, Roy.
Bye, buddy. Bye. I'm so proud and happy.
Love you. Give our love to Amanda.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Bye, you guys.
Bye.
You gotta get up. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
Geico.
Jaron Amity at Randolph, a new crash. Also trouble on Providence Road between Sardis and Sharon, and Brookshire at Roswell's Ferry. Traffic brought to you by Conn's Home Plus. Conn's Home Plus, where you'll find incredible deals and up to $1,000 in furniture freebies during the Furniture Expo sale going on now.
Kiss 95.1's Tracking Back to School gives a helping hand to kids in need that don't have the necessary school supplies, sneakers, and backpacks. Help us by dropping them off at one of the five area Once Upon a Child locations, Rock Hill, Gastonia, Concord, Pineville, and Matthews. It's going on right now with Crisis Assistance Ministry and KISS 95.1.
The Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Show. Rise and shine. KISS 95.1. Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorraine. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KISS 95.1.
All right, so Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher have just celebrated their three-year wedding anniversary, but she just gave us an insight to their honeymoon, and it is a hilarious story. So for his birthday, right before they got married, Mila gave Ashton an RV.
Okay.
With the intention of it kind of being a prank gift. And
that's their gag gift.
Yeah.
Ours is shake weights, you know?
Well, she said it was like not a luxury RV. It was like a tin can, basically.
Okay.
And Ashton decided that that's how they were going to spend their honeymoon.
Oh, that's
that
funny.
They were going to go on an RV trip with their 10-month-old in this tin can. Well, his parents end up jumping on board. So now you're honeymooning with your in-laws. And she said something happened to them every single day. Their air conditioning broke in the RV, and it was like 110 degrees at night. They got stuck on a gravel road. She said it was the honeymoon from hell.
Oh, it's awesome.
Could you imagine if Dallas said to me, I think we're going to go on an RV trip for our honeymoon.
With my parents? Yeah.
And our 10-month-old? I'd be like, no, pass. I'm going to stay home. You can go.
And the cool
Have fun.
And the cool thing about that is, like, when they do break down, no one's going to believe that's Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis because they're like, there's no way a superstar is riding in that.
She said they had to walk 3 miles when they got the RV stuck, too. I'm like, no, that does sound like a nightmare. I'll glamp at home. Thank you. All right. So Travis Scott is planning on proposing in an epic way to Kylie Jenner when she turns 21. She's going to turn 21, I think, August 10th. So somewhere around there, and he's asked his mentor, Kanye West, for some proposal tips and how to make this the biggest, best thing ever.
Hmm.
Yeah. Speaking of marriages, David Hasselhoff ran off and got married to his model girlfriend. This is his third marriage, and the two tied the knot with close family and friends in Italy.
Okay.
And Zayn has a brand new song that's coming out tomorrow. This one's called Too Much, and we get a little snippet of it.
Haven't heard from Timbaland in forever, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's on that track, too.
Good.
For sure. If you want to see what Loren likes, it involves Instagram. So head on over to kiss951.com.
Perfect, Loren.
Hey, want to get dirtier? For more celeb sleaze, click the dirty at kiss951.com.
Good morning.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss95.1.
Saw this crazy story out of China. And I kind of wondered, Loren, if you would ever do something like this.
Okay.
And I don't think you would.
Oh, boy.
Chinese couple are hiring love testers to check their partner's fidelity.
No, I think I could do that on my own.
Maybe that's what those twins were from Confession Wednesday.
Oh, someone sent us that tweet. So if you didn't hear it, just about 40 minutes ago, we had someone call in on Confession Wednesday. And she said that she was dating a guy named Logan. His brother, Matt, is an identical twin. At a party, she made out with Matt, her boyfriend's brother.
But she didn't know. She thought it was her boyfriend.
Yeah, she didn't know.
She had a cup of cocktails.
And Matt thought she had feelings for him. And so now everything's kind of hush-hush, and she's trying to figure out if she should tell Logan or not. And then someone tweeted to at the MRL show, and they said it was probably a test. The brothers were testing her, seeing if she would speak up.
I would definitely say something if I was her.
Oh, for sure. But according to a Chinese newspaper, Global Times, there's a company called Taibo, and which is a company charging anywhere between $3 to $190 for their services, and that's where you can order a love tester, and you know, you have to provide them with all sorts of personal details about your partner, and then a tester will befriend the partner on social networks and try to check if they're truly faithful or not.
So you're paying to catfish someone?
Kind of, yes.
You could just ask your best friend.
Right. Well, and something interesting here, and at the same time, it's unsurprising. Women tend to use the testing more than men, so testing women is more expensive.
Ah, that's why it's $3 to...
to $190.
Mm.
So, yeah, paying someone to test your... Would you do that, Nicole? I feel like that would so backfire.
Yeah, I don't
Maybe we should start charging for War of the Roses.
We should. People would probably pay it.
Yeah.
I think if something, like, serious happened, you know, like, if there was a serious conflict that we had already overcame, and then, like, later down the road, we were...
Something strange?
Yeah, and then I was questioning whether or not to go to the next step, you know? I think maybe in that case, I could see myself considering it. I don't know if I would actually do it, because it's one of those things where, like, I'd rather maybe not know.
How did you test your partner? 704-570-9595. Lauren brings up a good point. We do it all the time with the War of the Roses. We're constantly testing fidelity. But did you do something other than War of the Roses? And by the way, if you're one of the 30 people that has emailed us recently about War of the Roses, don't call in. We're trying to get to you.
Yeah.
Like we got a stack of emails. We're trying to pour it through. But if you've trying to done a trick to see if your significant other is cheating on you, call us at 704-570-9595. Did it work? Did you find out they were cheating? Did it backfire on you? We'll take your phone calls coming up in 5 minutes on the Manny Roy and the Ranch Show.
Now it's your turn. Join the conversation. 704-570-9595. The Manny Roy and the Ranch Show. Kiss 95.1.
He wasn't.
Tonight at 6, a new morning show is taking Charlotte by storm.
I get up with you guys every single morning, and I don't think I'd be able to make it to work if it wasn't for you guys.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
It was announced this morning from Manny himself. His baby was born!
Baby Ruby is here.
They went into labor yesterday morning. It was almost a 24-hour labor. Loren, you had a long labor. You were...
Yeah, I was like 32 hours, I think. Whatever it was, I was like 45 minutes longer, and they would have kept me in the hospital for like a week.
Oh, really? Yeah. Why?
I don't know. I guess they have to watch you after you've been, your body goes through so much.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
But baby Ruby did arrive at 108 this morning, 8 pounds, 21 inches. And we cannot wait for Manny to send us some photos so that we can share.
And talk about the pattern there. She was born on 8/1/18 at 108, and mm-hmm. she's 8 pounds.
Yeah, you better play that number.
Seriously, though. That's so interesting to me. And what's also funny is I wish Manny was here to talk about it, but he was telling us a while ago that he sent his son, Dean, which Dean right now is on the way to the hospital to meet his sister for the first time, which I hope there's video. I can't wait to see that.
I know.
But he sent his son, Dean, to a summer camp. It was a water camp. And we asked him, we said, is it like a big swimming pool? What's the pool situation like? And Manny said there was no pool.
He said it's not swim camp, it's water camp. We were Wait, hold on.
Is it some guy named Rick with a sprinkler system in his backyard? What do you mean water camp doesn't have a pool? It doesn't sound like the jankiest camp ever.
Yeah.
And I remember when I went to some. Do you ever do summer camp, Loren?
I went away to sleepaway camp at Camp Henry Kaufman 1 year, and I was so homesick, my mom had to come get me the next day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It didn't go well. And let's be fair, I don't really camp, so that might have had something to do with it.
Well, I went to summer camp. They didn't let us call home. We could write letters, but we weren't allowed to like be in touch with our parents. And mm-hmm. This camp at some point, this sounds so messed up. We had a campfire, and they were telling scary stories. And then when we went to bed, the counselors on the outside of the building would pound on the walls.
To scare you?
To scare us. And we'd be screaming inside. And then this is also the same camp where they wanted to test our fire preparedness. And so they filled the room with smoke while we were in the bedrooms. And we had to crawl out. That sounds so traumatizing and messed up, but that's
dangerous.
That's the type of camp I went to. And meanwhile, and like I remember walking, crawling through this camp, and there would people be inside screaming, saying, the exit over here, exit over here. And you would kind of like have to follow to whichever voice was loudest to you. It was the strangest thing. And by the way, it was a dare camp too, ran by the police department. So that's the other thing. Like at least it was supervised by professionals. Did you ever go to like a janky summer camp as a kid that like looking back at it, you're like, why did my parents send me there? That's the strangest thing. Like Manny sent his son to a water camp that didn't have a pool. I didn't sound strange. 704-570-9595. Nicole, are you a camp person? I don't see you going to camp.
I went to a lot. Actually, I did. I was part of the Indian Princesses. With my dad.
Okay.
So we went to a lot of overnight camps for that. I also went to a few of the like YMCA camps. I was super involved with YMCA.
Those are day camps, right? You don't sleep there. It's not like sleepaway camp.
There were, I think there was like one or two that were sleepaway, but I think they were, had to do something with the Indian princesses. But other than that, it was just sports camps.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you had a weird camp, a janky camp, did you send your son to a water camp with no pool? Did your, like my situation, they traumatized kids? That was a different year then. It was like 2000 something. That was a different time.
Yeah, it was back in the day.
Yeah, it's fine. It's just a little therapy. We'll work it out.
Yeah.
704-570-9595. We'll take your phone calls next.
You gotta get up. Maney, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.